The 19th edition of the Film Festival and Forum on Human Rights kicks off today. Normally, this is a festival that would take place in person in Geneva. Now it's all going online. But they have 29 films available online, 18 major events to be followed live, video testimonials, filmed interviews with filmmakers, and podcasts. The website to find everything is fifdh.org. I'm joined now, though, by filmmaker Efje Blankvort, whose film Shadow Game won last year's Impact Day, where changemakers and filmmakers are brought together. So this film will be on the website for you to view as part of the festival launching today. So Efje, hi, thanks for joining me. Can you tell us a little bit about your film?
Hi, good morning. Well, our film is called Shadow Game, and it follows the journey of a few young, actually teenage refugees going through Europe to find safety and a better life. And we've been filming it for 3 years, almost four actually, and it's finally finished. So you guys in Switzerland are the first ones to see it.
Can you explain a little bit about the title, the importance of the word game?
Yes, well, we found out during the process of making the film that a lot of these kids who are crossing borders illegally because there's no legal routes, they actually call it the game. To go on game is to cross illegally. And they have all these different games, so to say. So they take the train game, which means sometimes they hide underneath the train between the wheels. It's really dangerous. But they also do, for example, the truck game. They hide themselves in the back of a truck. Or they do the pedestrian game, as one of them explains. And this is a lot of walking, because that's what they mostly have to do, walking a lot of walking. And they do that, I mean, they use that term, I think, to sort of make it more easy to be able to cope with it, to see it as a game and to try to reach the next level. But of course, it's not a game. It's really, really dangerous.
It was particularly touching, a moment where someone said, sometimes we win, sometimes the police win. It's just the idea of it being a winning and losing game was quite profound, I thought. So did you said that you made it over a course of 3 years. How did it actually start?
Well, it started when Els, my co-director, and I were on the island of Lesbos in Greece, where we were filming for another film about the EU-Turkey deal. And we met this young boy called Mohammed from Gambia. He was walking around all by himself in Mytilene, in the harbor. And we were surprised by this, because youngsters and minors are supposed to be in protected areas. But he wasn't. And he told us that he didn't get any help whatsoever. He was just 15. And that's what we started thinking, what's happening to all these different kids, you know, who come to Europe in search of protection. And that was the starting point. And after that, we traveled to all these different parts of Europe where we knew that there's a lot of like places, borders where people try to cross. And we found many, many young people trying to find safety in Europe all by themselves.
Your focus was really on the journey and what it was like. And obviously you find out through following these teenagers, you find out why they are moving away from why they're leaving what they're leaving. But you really do focus on the journey. Now, I presume that you've done a lot of research. It sounds like you have done other films covering other topics in these areas as well. But was there anything that sort of still shocked you when you were filming this?
Oh, a lot of things shocked me. I mean, of course, you know, it's a difficult journey, but that in Europe, inside the EU even, it is this tough. We created such a tough policy towards kids even, and that kids are even being beaten up, even tortured at our borders. I mean, this was completely shocking to me. I mean, we are signatory of the Convention on the Rights of the Child, but the rights of the child are violated every day on a massive scale in Europe. And that's absolutely shocking to me.
Talk to me a little bit about the Impact Day itself and how you participated in that. Just trying to get a sense of how that all works, because you had already lots of footage filmed, but you came together with some people last year for the Impact Day and you actually won last year's Impact Days. Can you tell me a bit about the process?
Yeah, so that was amazing, of course, that we were able last year to come to Geneva. And we met a lot of different organizations who work on the topic of migration, of refugees, especially focusing on youngsters in the EU. And so we were able to meet up, for example, with Save the Children, but also FIACUT, which is an organization that focuses on torture. And we ended up actually, you know, talking to them more often, and now they are partners in a really big European impact program that we're starting. We also got funding from the EU through our partnership. So yeah, this is definitely, it was the kickoff of a great impact trajectory, I think. And by meeting them, by partnering up after that, we are able to go and show the film in places where it's really important. So we hope to bring the film, of course, to the EU Parliament in the end, maybe the Council of Europe, but also to all these different national parliaments. And yeah, through the Impact Day, really, we got access to organizations we normally wouldn't have had.
I have to say, it's a difficult film to say I really enjoyed watching it, but I do feel like I learned a lot through watching it. It was a hard, it's That's hard great. To watch, but I did learn a lot through it. So thank you very much. Where can people now see it?
They can go to the film festival's website and they can see it. And I mean, it's geo-blocked, so you guys really are the first to see it. So go and watch it.
Amazing. FIFDH.org. Ifya, thank you so much for telling us about it. And thank you for bringing this to light. Thank you so much.
Thank you.